Sri Sankalpa Kalpa Drum 18. When you finish your intimate pastimes, I will happily lay you and Priyatam to rest on a bed of flower petals, artistically arranged by my Guru Devi, named Sri Tulsi Manjari. Then I will fully delight both of you by offering you betel nuts to chew. 19. O Praneshwari, I will massage your lotus feet, touch them with my curly locks, and drown in the maddening fragrance of your feet. I will fix my eyes on the delicate beauty of your lotus feet and then embrace them to my breast, and unobserved by anyone, I will kiss your feet with my lips. That is the end of Nisha Leela, Late Night Pastimes. And now, Pre-Dawn Pastimes, Nishant Leela, 3:36 a.m. to 6 a.m. At night's end, when I see that your earrings, necklaces, and nose pearls have become helplessly tangled in the disheveled hair of you and your lover, I will waken your most trusted friends and bring them to your kunj. By showing this sight to the Sakis, I will drown them in oceans of bliss, and thereby immediately attain their incomparable mercy. However, the tinkling of their anklets will awaken you from deep sleep, and you will rise from bed looking somewhat startled. At that time, I will worship you. 22. O Swamini Radha, although disturbed with embarrassment before your Sakis, you will not be able to free yourself from your lover's limbs. With my dexterous fingers, I will expertly untie the knotted hair, earrings, necklaces, and nose pearls. O Devi Radhe, one strand of your hair is dearer to me than millions of my lives. Bearing this in mind, I will be especially careful not to cause you any discomfort while removing your nose and ear ornaments and untying your jewel necklace. 24. O Radhe, when you and your Sakis go home along a secret path, I will give up your association in order to secretly follow behind Krishna. I will watch Krishna trying to appease the betrayed Chandravali, and then I will report this news to your Sakis. Thus concludes Nishant Leela. Pratak Leela, Sunrise Pastimes, 6 to 8:24 a.m. When you wake up in Yavat in the morning, O Radhe, I will wash your face with scented water, brush your teeth with a mango leaf, and clean your tongue with a thin golden tongue scraper. Then I will hold a polished mirror before you. 26. Before bathing you, I will remove the necklaces, bracelets, and other ornaments from your delicate body. After dressing you in a thin white bathing outfit, I will rub your body with a pleasant aromatic red oil, and I will anoint you with fresh kumkum and camphor powder. 27. I will bathe you with very fragrant water and dry your limbs with a fine towel. I will carefully and quickly dry and scent your hair using smoke from burning aguru crystals. 28. Then I will dress you in the outfit of your choice. Taking a golden comb, I will braid your hair in ornaments with variety of splendid flowers. At the end of your hair braid, I will place a splendid jewel ornament named Jata. 29. O Devi, I will attach a crest jewel atop your hair. I will set a string of pearls along your hairline above your forehead and decorate your forehead with colorful tilak. I will put mascara on your eyes, jewel rings on your ears, and an ornament on your nose. 30. O Brajasundari Radha, I will adorn you with Makara Kundala, which will dangle on your cheeks. I will draw a lovely musk dot on your chin and colorful pictures on your breasts. I will attach jewel armlets on your arms and blue sapphire bangles on your wrists. O Devi, I will worship your fingers by decorating them with rings of gold and jewels. I will put an excellent medallion on your chest and cover your breast with a pearl-embroidered blouse, and then drape jewel necklaces and a colorful flower garland around your neck. O Devi Radhe, after amassing heaps of pious merits, I will be able to encircle your hips with a nice sash of bells. Then, to your lotus feet, I will bind ankle bells, which connect to tinkling toe rings via delicate golden chains. I will fix rings on your lotus petal-like toes and anoint the soles of your lotus feet with red lac, even though your foot soles are already naturally red. Verse 33. O Devi Radhe, to further enhance the sweetness of your naturally sweet-smelling body, I will anoint it with fresh kumkum powder. At last, I will place a pastime lotus in your palm and hold a jeweled mirror before you. 34. Upon beholding your amazing beauty, you know that it will be coveted by the restless bumblebee eyes of your lover. And this causes your limbs to tremble. With tears drenching my body, I will offer my life force to you. Millions of times over in an arati performed with many camphor lamps. 35. When Kundavali arrives from Nandagram with Goteshwari Yashoda's request that you come cook Krishna's breakfast, you'll go there along with your dearest Sakis. I will walk behind you carrying a box of betel nuts, a jewel fan, and other things in my hands. 36. Upon arriving at Nanda Bhavan, you will offer obeisances to Mother Yashoda. However, when Yashoda responds by showering her blessings upon you, smelling your head and sprinkling you with tears, your body, O Radhe, will become covered with embarrassment. And after seeing all this, I will also offer my respectful obeisances to Queen Yashoda with great devotion. Then Mother Yashoda will say, "You are the embodiment of austerity for King Vrishabhanu's family and a blessing for my home as well. O beautiful one, O Sundari, because of Durvasa Muni's blessings, your hands give freedom from disease and bestow immortality." Upon hearing Mother Yashoda's words, I will smile. 38. O Swamini, after your beloved has bathed and anointed, your eyes will be very greedy to relish Krishna's sweetness. At that time, I will make some excuse and bring you somewhere so that you can have Krishna's darshan. 39. Next, I will wash your lotus feet and remove the ornaments and necklaces from your body which might disturb your cooking. When you say to me, "O Kinkari, take these ornaments, they are yours," I will become as happy as a Malika Lata blossoming in spring. 40. After you have cooked a wonderful meal of vegetables, rice, soup, sweet rice, and varieties of the four kinds of foods that defeat the taste of nectar, Mother Yashoda will ask you to serve these items to Krishna. However, you will adamantly refuse again and again, saying, "No, no, no." When will I see you in this dilemma? 41. O Devi Radhe, when you look through the lattice window of the kitchen and see that Krishna is satisfied with his breakfast, your heart instantly submerges in waves of amorous bliss. And my heart too will also plunge in those same captivating waves. Radha, you will smile upon hearing Mother Yashoda say, Radhe, both me and this home are yours. O auspicious one, O Kalyani, O my daughter, O Putri, how can I think of you as different from my son? Now you must eat in front of me. Remembering your smile at this time, I will repeatedly taste nectar in my heart. The end of Pratak Leela, Sunrise Pastimes. Purvan Leela, 8:24 a.m. to 10:48 a.m. In the mid-morning, your Pranavallabh and his cowherd boyfriends leave home to graze the cows in the forest. Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj follow Krishna for some time, crying loudly at the impending separation from their darling Lala. After beholding Krishna's departure, you will return to your mother-in-law's house in Yavat. On the pretext of performing Surya Puja, you will go to the forest and I will worship you. The end of Purvan Leela. Madhyan Leela, Midday Pastimes, 10:48 a.m. to 3:36 p.m. 44. Entering the forest, you will see Krishna at a distance and start picking flowers. Walking behind you, I will collect all the flowers in a basket. Krishna will approach you and say, "Who is this thief?" "Nobody," you will reply. "I pray that I can always remember you as you offer your amorous eyes to Krishna at this moment."